Made her leave.
He would not leave me alone.
But
so you went into his house?
Yes, I had a key.
Did Spike bring her back?
You don't resort to burglarizing somebody's house to get that property.
His roommate opened the door for me.
You said I had a key. You cannot go into his house. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. But if someone opens the door...
Do you take medication?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Suzanne Elizabeth is suing her ex-boyfriend, Michael Smothers, for the cost of a bed, dog-sitting fees, and for stealing her iPod.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 280 on the calendar, in the matter of Elizabeth versus Smothers.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat.
I've read your complaint, and according to your complaint, you and the defendant had a relationship.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He owes you some money. You believe he owes you some money. He owes you some money, according to you, for the following things. For a loan that you made him to purchase a bed.
Correct.
For dog sitting on two separate occasions for his dog.
Correct.
And for an iPod that he borrowed and didn't return to you.
Correct.
The defendant says that he paid for his own bed, and he has proof of that. That what kind of girlfriend charges for dog sitting for a boyfriend, a claim which actually I find odd myself, and that the iPod was a gift from you to him.
No.
I'm just telling you what he's saying.
Okay.
Now, the defendant has a counterclaim. He says that you went into his home in an unauthorized fashion, took some of his property after this was all over.
Not true.
And defamed him on the internet.
No.
I didn't ask you a question yet.
Oh. Okay.
This is not funny.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, tell me about the loan that you allegedly made to him for a bed.
I gave him money for a bed when he moved out to California.
Show me.
I gave him of the amount of $1,300.
Show
me. Two separate occasions.
Show me.
Here is bank statements saying that I pulled out $700.
I don't care about bank statements saying that you pulled out $700.
And $600.
Yeah.
Here's a stop payment check that he wrote me for the bed.
Well, does it say for the bed on it?
Yes, it says for the bed.
I'd like to see that, please. And whose handwriting is it?
It's his.
For bed.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Would you like the other receipt?
Shh. Just show this to the defendant and ask him to read what it says in that memo. In the memo part of the check, sir.
Yeah, it says bed.
Did you write that?
I sure did.
Well, can you explain that to me, since you say you have proof that you purchased the bed?
Yes, ma'am. I purchased the bed in full out of my debit account, and she gave me $350 cash, which I already wrote her a check, and she's
already
cashed.
Okay, just a second. So this was for what?
That was the day we broke up. She would not leave my house. She was demanding money, so I wrote her another check to get her out of my house.
Talking about this check?
Yes.
You wrote her this check?
That was the second check I wrote her.
Did she cash the first check?
Yes, she did.
What was the first check for?
For her bed, $350.
Let me see it.
Here's the check for the...
Okay, now, I want to see from you the text message that you allege that he sent to you acknowledging that he owes you the money for the bed, the dog sitting, and the iPod.
Right here.
I'd like to see it.
Let me get over. There you go, sir.
Okay, according to these texts, he owes you $700 for the bed and $600 for the bedding.
Correct.
So he owes you $1,300, and this is the full extent of the conversations in the two pages that I've read. Is that correct?
It goes before and after.
Anything before about an iPod?
No, ma'am.
Anything before about money for dog sitting?
No, ma'am.
Right. Okay.
I have other text messages.
Any acknowledgement of dog sitting money or iPod?
It says that I was dog sitting, but I did not save the text messages.
I don't care if you didn't save them, they don't exist.
They do exist.
They don't exist to me if you don't have them.
Okay.
So he paid you $350 of the $1,300 that he owes you?
Yes, ma'am.
So he still owes you $950?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fine. You want to respond to me?
Yes, ma'am. In those texts there, the only reason I agreed to that amount is because she was threatening me and harassing me into paying her the money.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, sir. Unless I'm blind, it says, Suzanne, I love you so much. Please don't do this.
She doesn't.
I will change. All I need is another chance, and that's all I need. That's harassing you.
That's not the full extent of the
full text. Just a second.
Message.
That's what I'm reading. Those are the two pages that I read. So don't give me a lot of hushat, John.
Okay.
It's irritating to me.
Okay.
Now, you owe her $950.
Plus the iPod. That was my iPod. He took it on a trip.
You're good. Okay.
Can I show you the receipt?
No. I don't care if you have the receipt. He says that you bought it for him.
No.
I know where in there the totality of what is in those texts, madam, is all I want from you is the bed money, and I don't want to have anything more to do with you. You owe me the bed money, period, right?
Right.
That's what it says there. I want nothing else to do with you.
Correct.
Just send me the bed money and we're done.
Exactly.
You cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's all I care about.
Okay.
I don't care about your iPod receipt. Could you give that back to her, please?
He took it from me.
Oh, good.
Never.
Before or after this text?
It was
before or after
before the text.
Right. Leave me alone. I have other things to do today. Now let's get to the counterclaim. Did you go into his apartment?
Yes, I had a key.
Just a second. On what date?
It was September 2nd.
September 4th, Your Honor.
On what days are those text messages written?
These that I just showed you?
Yes. On what date?
On January 12th. July 12th. Sorry, my bad.
7/12.
July 13th.
You never understand that statement, my bad. Is that something new in the vernacular? But I know. I know it exists. July 12th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 2 months later, mm-hmm. and you broke up with him.
No, we are still together. He came
to LA. From July 12th to September 9th, are you telling me that you were together?
Yes, ma'am.
After you wrote all that stuff to him?
Yes, ma'am, because he would not leave me alone.
So what you're telling me is he would not leave you alone, so you took a key and went into his house when he was not home. For what?
For my belongings.
What belongings?
Can I explain?
No! What belongings?
Shirts that I loaned him he was supposed to give me money for and shoes that he was supposed to give me money for.
You're talking about his clothes.
The clothes that he owed me money for.
You can't do that!
How can I do that? When he says he's going to pay me for these clothes that I had to go use my student loan money to buy.
Madam, you cannot do that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Stay in school.
I've been in school. I have 2 degrees.
Stay in school.
I have 2 degrees.
Well, you didn't get the degree in common sense or smarts.
I did.
No, you didn't. Trust me, you didn't.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Suzanne Elizabeth says ex-boyfriend Michael Smothers owes for a bed, dog sitting fees, and the return of an iPod. Michael is countersuing for the return of his property and for harassment.
You see what you're doing here today? You're in court.
Right.
If somebody owes you money, you file a complaint and you go to court, and a court makes a determination whether the items purchased were a loan or a gift. But you don't resort to burglarizing somebody's house to get back property.
Did I burglarize? Did I break in?
Yes, you did.
How did I break in? His roommate opened the door for me.
You said I had a key.
I have a key.
You just told me I had a key.
Was she made without my permission?
That's not true. You gave it to me.
I took that key back.
If you're going to talk to each other, it will be my pleasure to throw you both out of here.
Sorry, Your Honor.
You cannot go into his house. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
But if someone opens the door...
Do you take medication?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure you take no medication?
Positive. But he does.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should, because you're not following me.
I am following you.
Well, you don't understand. If someone won't leave you alone, you don't go into their house to take back two shirts and a pair of shoes. What are you going to do with the two shirts and the pair of shoes? No store's going to take them back. It's just a question of you getting the satisfaction of taking
back. So does he have proof?
Hey, I'm speaking to you. Try to put on both listening ears. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. It's God's way of telling you, listen twice and talk once. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. The only reason you went into his house, according to you, is to get back property that you said you paid for, that he didn't pay you for, and the only reason you did that was for spite. Now, that doesn't make sense. If somebody is harassing you and somebody is making your life miserable, for you to go to their house to take back two shirts and a pair of shoes because he didn't pay you for them. If somebody was harassing me and wouldn't leave me alone, what I would do is to stay as far away from them as possible. Do you understand that? Are you listening with both your ears now?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense to you?
No, because he owed me the money for it.
From the fact that you have a student loan, suggests to me that you go to school.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay in school.
I've been in school. I have 2 degrees,
stay,
ma'am.
In school.
I have 2 degrees.
Well, you didn't get the degree in common sense or smarts.
I did.
No, you didn't. Trust me, you didn't.
So can he prove those were gifts? Does he have receipts for this?
You're not following me.
What I'm saying is my iPod was not a gift to him.
Just a second.
He has my iPod.
You just said to me I went there and took two shirts and a pair of shoes because he didn't pay me for them. Didn't
Correct.
You follow anything that I said to you?
Yes.
I said a normal person who feels as if they're being harassed by somebody who won't leave them alone, doesn't go into their home in an unauthorized way and take property that is in dispute, that you can't do anything with. It was just a question of satisfaction. And an intelligent person with 2 degrees would not go to somebody's house who's harassing them and take that kind of disputed property. Now do you understand it?
Oh,
yes.
Dumb
as a bucket of rocks.
But he was calling me,
dumb as a
crying,
bucket of rocks.
Asking me to come
Listen
back
to,
for a month. He came and followed me here to LA to, like, continue to try and get back with me after I had already ended it.
Oh, okay, good. You have a counterclaim for your two shirts and your pair of shoes?
As well as harassment and slander, yes.
Now, I want to see what you can prove to me that she posted that slanders you.
I have Facebook messages that was on her Facebook status.
Can I see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say that he also cheated on me being on Adult Friend Finder and sleeping with prostitutes? You have any proof that he slept with prostitutes?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to hear it.
Would you like this text message?
Yeah.
I also have an email from a prostitute saying yes.
Would you please show me where it says anywhere that he slept with prostitutes?
He was on Adult Friend Finder.
Who cares? All right, fine. You shouldn't have said that about him. You shouldn't have said that. Some people...
Was he on there? Did he say that he was on there? Yes.
I don't answer your questions, madam. I make decisions on evidence.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that you can say that he is an abusive boyfriend because you may have found him abusive.
That's, I have
I'm speaking.
Him.
I told you have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Leave him alone.
I have.
This doesn't suggest that you've been leaving him alone.
He's been contacting.
Just a second. This doesn't suggest that you've been leaving him alone. Put your hand down. Leave him alone.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Suzanne Elizabeth says ex-boyfriend Michael Smothers owes for a bed, dog-sitting fees, and an iPod. Michael claims Suzanne has been viciously harassing him over the internet.
You may have found some of his actions abusive. That is, you know, a subjective kind of test. But accusing someone of having committed a crime, being a John, is a different story. Not terrible, but you have no proof other than the fact that he may have been on a certain website to suggest that that happened.
He was paying for that website.
Who cares? All right. So she's not allowed to say that. That's going to cost her $100 from her $950. So now you owe her $850. What else?
I have numerous text messages and emails from her. From the time we broke up, she continuously was texting me and calling me.
So what?
Threatening to make my life a living hell.
So what? Did she make your life a living hell?
Yes, she has.
Well, she's also going to lose some money for going and taking your property out of your house.
She's also...
How much was that property?
Maybe $50.
A pair of shoes and two shirts? $50? You must have gotten them very cheap. I thought you said you had receipts that you paid for them.
I have them on my credit card statement that is here.
That is not here?
That is not
here. Oh, I thought you told me that they were here and you were prepared to show it to me.
Yes, I could go and print them out and bring them back to you.
I'm deducting $200 for the shoes and the two shirts.
Why $200?
Because that's what I decided they're worth.
They are not worth $200.
Then you shouldn't have taken them. Now.
He took my iPod.
Now, do you have any proof that she posted something on Craigslist? Because that was the most distressing thing that you said.
Yes, I have the ad that she put on there.
Just a second. Can you prove that she was the one who put it on Craigslist?
It was right before my birthday, and after the fact, she had, in one of the texts, sent me, "Did you get your birthday present yet?" So I don't have complete proof that it was her.
When was your birthday?
September 5th.
And that's when I went in your house.
I'm speaking. I didn't ask you anything. See how unfunny it gets? Your birthday's September 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the piece posted on Craigslist?
September 4th, the same day she also went into my house.
Can I see the piece on Craigslist?
That is not true.
Just show this to the plaintiff, please. And Bird, tell her to keep her mouth shut until I ask her a question.
What she said.
Thank you.
Now, there is no
proof. Keep your mouth shut until she asks you a question.
I haven't read all of it. I'm just embarrassed by what it says.
Okay. I have no idea who sent that. If it was you, it's terrible. If it wasn't you, I can't make a judgment as to whether it was you or not.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to see what I read. Now you can give it back to him. Anything else?
She has hacked into my email accounts.
Can you prove
Yes, I have emails.
Can I see it, please? I'm telling you, this computer business is nothing but trouble.
And that second one is I changed the password and she tried getting on again and she sent me that. She's threatened to...
Shh.
Sorry.
Show these to the plaintiff. Have any comment to me?
No, ma'am. I don't.
Leave him alone.
I have.
Leave him alone.
I have.
This doesn't suggest that you've been leaving him alone.
He's been contacting...
Just a second. This doesn't suggest that you've been leaving him alone. Put your hand down. Listening ears, no mouth. Leave him alone.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I have deducted the amount for your shoes, shirts. I have deducted an amount that I consider reasonable for her having gone into your home in an unauthorized way. And I have deducted another $100 because I think that she actually did hack into your account. Do you understand?
How can
you still owe her $550. Do you understand?
No, ma'am.
Well, you acknowledge that you owed her the $1,300 for the bed. You gave her $350. I've deducted the rest as parts of your counterclaim for all the stress, aggravation, and everything else. Do you get it?
I get it.
Do you get it?
I get it.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $550. That's all.
Eyes are excused, Mr. Fountain.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I mean, I found out she was a little loony and...
Because I left him.
I broke up with her.
Because he abused me.
If I was so abusive, why'd she stay with me?
He's controlling.
She's obsessed.
And he's just not a good guy.
I hope to God I've heard the end of it.
Never date a guy without a college degree ever again.
I can only cross my fingers.